morning and welcome to Morning Coach Today. I am so glad you're with us. Hey, it's Jamie. It is March 11, 2024. Excited you're with us. We got a great week planned for you. We are in our due month, as you know, which means you should be working or executing on your plan. If you're new with me, welcome. Don't get overwhelmed. Let's stick with our basics. Take time for self-care. Listen to CoachCast. Plan your 7 P's. Organize your planner. Want to take the next step? Send the picture in. Use the companion. Use our resources on the site. Stop by the community. Check out some of the things we got going on. Come to a meetup. But really, the basics are just get here and listen. Do your 7 P's. You know, have the proper perspective. Set the daily priorities. Focus on performance. Always have patience, keep great posture, stay present, and persist. That's where we're at. And you do those things, you're great. And then we offer so many other things to help you do that. And this week, we're going to be going over some things to really support you. One of those is to understand, should you work on your weaknesses or strengths? We're going to talk about that today. And really isolate what should you be doing, okay? And then tomorrow we're getting our book study again, Emotional Intelligence Habits. We're going to go over a few just to discuss them. Great book. I'm really enjoying this book as we work on emotional intelligence, EQ. As I've mentioned in the past, the book states they've done a lot of research. They're proving like 26 to 29,000 per year annually people are making with higher EQ, and it's a skill. So as we work on that together, it'll help you in your life. And really, the Morning Coach system is that system. It is a EQ system to help you do that. On Wednesday, we got how do you find your strengths? We're going to go over that. And today, we're going to talk a little bit about strengths and weaknesses. Thursday, we've got an Ask JB. We're going to get a little deep here because I've been getting questions on manifesting, and we haven't put a new evening coach in a while, so you're going to see some new evening coaches up. But Thursday and Sunday, we're going to work with some Neville Goddard stuff, and this is deep, okay? For those of you that aren't into the kind of the metaphysical side, might not be your thing. For those of you that you are, I'm having tremendous results, one with this technique I'm going to teach you on Thursday. It's a secret way, kind of esoteric knowledge on how to manifest, but a different way to visualize. It's awesome. And when you work it with Wayne Dyer stuff that I learned and this, it's extremely powerful, okay? And then on Sunday, we're going to talk about the ladder technique by Neville Goddard, another good one, deeply spiritual one, and that's in kind of in the metaphysical realm of energy and manifesting. So Thursday and Sunday are going to be deep for those of you that are, you know, into the deeper side, those of you in the practical side, or you're bringing your employees and like, oh, we just want the organizational stuff. Look, we cover a lot of things because it's 365 days, but those are awesome days. I'm going to tell you. And then we're going to put some content up on Evening Coach that you can use to when you sleep and some things we're doing with that. So I'm really, really excited about that. Friday is prosperity thought over lack and making prosperity a think. That's a strength. I'm sorry. Big one. And then Saturday, obviously, Dr. Paul and really rocking and rolling. Of course, just a quick mention, did you do your weekend review? You know, are you doing your second brain kind of search SOPs, your operating procedures? Are you getting things done? That's, you know, you doing your homework. And again, not with overwhelm here, just staying on track. That's the key thing. Okay, a couple other things, some notes. Purple and brown belts are in play. Those are advanced belts. If you haven't even started your belt, I would suggest you do. When we get to Wednesday, and we're going to talk a little bit about it today, your white belt is a really great belt because you're going to do the Enneagram test, the Colby A test, and we're bringing some new ones, Human Design, EQ, which is with the new book. There's some cool ways to learn more about yourself, to understand your strengths and weaknesses, but I would definitely look at your white belt. And for those of you that do have gotten to your blue belt and have completed your system, you can now access purple and brown, which will lead to black. So we're really organizing things on the belt system. And we're working on the new Get It Done Now version 1.0, which is a very deep dive. It's in your library. You can go there and check it out. And this is going to take you into the mission side of things. There's a new book called Mission Driven in there. And there's also a new thinking quiz with a new book in that lesson too. So that's all new resources. Again, no overwhelm. But when you want to dive deeper in our system, you can do the belt system and get it done now version 1.0, which we're also going to be adding organizational components to it. For those of you who want to bring this into your family, want to bring it into your work environment, maybe you're running an HOA, maybe you're, you know, your church, your synagogue, God, your mosque, your spiritual organization. So we're really expanding our scope. And again, doesn't mean you have to do it. I mean, this is just extra resources for you as a member, but it definitely is there when it is needed and you want to do that. So excited about that. A couple meetups coming up. This Thursday, we got a meetup, List Relationships. For those of you that are doing business, professional experts, we're working really hard on our own list relationships. We'll describe what that is. That meetup is coming up Thursday, March 14th. You'll find that in the community area. Thursday, March 28th, we have an emotional intelligence meetup. We're going to talk about that, go in depth. Love to have you at our meetup. So excited about everything that's going on here. We've got a really, really, really great plan coming together. Things are moving. A lot of new members. Welcome. Again, don't get overwhelmed. We've been doing this 19 years. There's a lot of stuff here. Focus on the basics and continue to press forward. And thinking about the basics, what we need to think about is, well, real quick, sorry, interruption, before we get to thinking about what that is I want to tell you about Morning Coach. Morning Coach is the premier coaching system online to give you support in your organization, your structuring, and just living your best life. It is the place to be. We got amazing members from around the world. It is a great opportunity to get yourself organized, to have certainty and clarity in what you should be doing day in and day out. Get yourself mission-driven and really get after it. So what I suggest you do, head over to Morning Coach, get signed up. You're not going to find coaching rates at this inexpensive level for what you're going to get day in and day out with our systems. So this is an opportunity to get with amazing people, get amazing coaching, and to work with us on a daily basis to make sure you're getting done what you need to do, living your best life. And I can't tell you how much it just transcends into other areas of society, being more positive, having more energy, being focused, being clear. Isn't it time you get that done? Go to morningcoach.com, get signed up. I can't wait to start working with you. And you get to work with me every single day. So go over to morningcoach.com, get signed up. All right, back to the show. Do you work on a strength or a weakness? Okay, so when we start looking at personal development, or what I like to call personal evolution, I believe you're evolving. And I like development too, but I do like evolution. We're constantly evolving. We're evolving our systems. You're evolving, you know, yourself. And as we do that, it's like, well, what should I focus on? What should I, you know, work on? Well, Nicole Hatherley, who I mentioned before, been with me a long time, great branding person, says, JB, you know, one of the things that Morning Coach does for her is it creates certainty. And I want you to feel certain about what you should be working on. So when we look at our what's happening in our lives, there are times to work on a weakness and there's a time to work on a strength. So for example, in the new emotional intelligence book, there is a section on, or a quiz that you take, just like we have for our thinking quiz, and then it guides you to a few areas to work on to raise your emotional intelligence. So that would actually be working on kind of a weakness, or accelerating something to make you better in certain areas. For me, one of those areas is decision-making. I want to become a better decision-maker, which is an emotional intelligence skill. And so there's a chapter on that, and I'm working through that and getting better in my own way. The other thing that I want to work on is handling conflict with others better. As an empath or somebody that doesn't embrace conflict, I'm starting to embrace conflict so I don't get run over so much. And I don't know about you, you don't have that issue. I do. So it's like, these are things that are weaknesses that I need to work on for myself. So typically, here's one of the ways that I think about, should I work on a strength or weakness? When I look at my own personal life, typically there are some weaknesses that I'm going to work on because it's my personal life. Okay, does that make sense? So in my personal life, I tend to work on weaknesses because I want to get better and stronger as a person. Now, there are strengths that I have, like communication I want to work on. There's certain things. But typically, the growth occurs by overcoming weaknesses that are pulling you down on a personal side. On the business side, and this is a very important note, on the business side, I typically work on strengths. Okay? I typically work on strengths unless there's something really holding the business back. So If you followed Morning Coach for any time at all, you know we have themes, you know, like learning, self-understanding. You know, we've got the month theme for March. Then we typically grab a couple other themes, like there's an ILD or business theme, which is list relationships. And then there's a personal evolution theme or development theme, which is, or organizational, which is emotional intelligence this month. So last month, you know, we were doing this idea of a second brain organizational. So every month, there's one or two additional topics that we really dive into. And here's the secret. Why are we diving into those? Because those are things that I'm personally working on at the same time. So it just benefits you. So as we do it together, you are going to grow in those areas. Does it mean that you need work on your list relationships? Or you might not even deal with that. And that's okay, because not everybody here is for that. But if you are somebody that's working in that area, it is something that is something you we all need to work on. For us, it's a weakness. Maybe it's a strength for you, but it's a weakness. Typically, I don't focus on a weakness in business unless it's affecting things, you know, it's really affecting things. And it is. Like, that's something that I know in order for us to hit our mission or our, you know, our goal, which is a big mission, our tactical mission. And again, if you need to learn more about mission, please go into your library, go get it done now, version 1.0, and get the book Mission Driven and learn about the new terminology. So the tactical mission is 1,000+ people and Morning Coach this year. In order for that to occur, our list relationships need to get better. So in analyzing, should I work on a strength or weakness, it really goes back to our planning. You know, what is your mission and what is your vision? And what do you need to do to achieve that mission or to achieve that vision? So vision is in the future. Mission is what our big kind of picture is that we're going after. We should be driving towards our mission. We'd be setting goals, working towards that, where our vision should be motivating. Okay, we should be motivated by our vision. So as we're doing that, we've got a couple missions. We got one that's like a, you know, 2 to 5 year plan. We know that sometimes things take a little longer. And then we got that tactical 12-month mission. So when we're looking at it and going, should I work on my strength or my weakness or my strength? Well, we step back and go, okay, what is going to help us get to our mission? And our tactical mission, like, is it going to help us in the next 12 months? What do I need to work on? Is it the strengths that we need to work on? Or are there some weaknesses there? And they will come forward. They will come forward. And as we do our planning and our checking, obviously we have the Morning Coach Life Wheel. We have these assessments and tests that come third party that we've talked about. Nicole has a great life wheel that she's been working on, and she shared that with some of the people in their cohort, which I think is cool. And you can, you know, reach out to Nicole in the community. I'm sure she'd share it with you. We don't sell or anything in the community, and Nicole knows that. She's been with me a long time. But when people provide resources, we're totally cool with that. But you start looking at things and going, okay, this is what's happening. Now, here's what's important as you're doing this. You should be working in the consistency area on the improvements you're trying to make, specifically personally. Okay, so if you're working on, for example, personally, working on emotional intelligence, then that should be in the consistency area. It doesn't need to be part of your sacred six. Again, I want you to really hammer that home. If you're working on a weakness or strength, typically that's going to go in the consistency area. List relationship goes in a consistency area. Why? Because we want to work on it every day. The sacred six is more mission specific to projects that you're doing. So anytime that you're trying to do things habitually and trying to learn habitually, then what we want to do, create that habit of growth or work on the weakness, we want to consistently do it. It needs to be in your consistency area. Okay, so that's really important. So we want to have a plan to improve. The other thing that really is great is to have KPIs. So what would be a key performance indicator? Well, if you're working with the life wheel, it'd be feel. Am I feeling I'm getting better in this area? If you're using like an EQ growth, you would take the quiz again and you could, you know, give it 6 months and take the quiz. And you could see, hey, where are my strengths and weaknesses now? Am I improving in these areas? A lot of this has to do with just awareness. It's just by you shining the light on these things, you're raising your emotional intelligence just by taking some time to do it. Now, I don't want you to step back and say, okay, I pushed the button, so the pain has gone away. You need to take action. But as long as you're aware of it, you start to see it and you start to understand it. Okay. And that's about, how do I know I'm in the moment? How do I know I'm here? I get that question a lot metaphysically. It's like, how do I, because I always, you know, we talk about being in the moment. How do you know you're in the moment? Well, if you ask that, you're in the moment. Same thing here. If we just take some time to step back and go, okay, what are my strengths and weaknesses? You're doing more than most. Then it's like, how do I improve in these areas? That's how you get ahead. You start doing a little work, you start understanding yourself more. And that's why I love Morning Coach so much, because it's a consistent thing that you're doing that's constantly evolving and moving. And as long as you're doing the basics, self-care, listening to CoachCast, doing your 7 P's and organizing your day, prioritizing, which is part of the 7 P's, you're going to get better. And then when you delve into some of these other areas, these other resources that we're getting, and you start understanding these ideas and thoughts and concepts, you start to apply them to your life. They just kind of come into your brain and start to come out. It's exciting for me because I know you'll get results if you just stick with it. The people that don't get results are the ones that just don't take action. You know, whenever somebody quits, I always say, hey, you know, what happened? What's going on? You know, what could we have done better? You know, and most of those people never send anything in because it's just, they didn't participate. They didn't do the things they needed to do. And that, look, I get it. You'll fall off. I fall off. My greatest blessing in the world is that I have to do this. It really is. It's kind of a curse because I have to do its work, but it's a blessing because I have to get better. Every day I have to learn. I have to grow. And believe me, I still have a long way to go, but I've come a long way. And it's awesome. And that's, and it's, you know, there'll be times when you have these gigantic jumps in your life, and then there's going to be times when you actually feel like you're falling backwards. That's just life. But that's why I'm here every day. That's why we're here doing this, so you have some place to come. No matter what's happened in your life, you take a year off, you come back. I mean, we got new people coming back. Michael, Lori, some really great people that I love to death are here, right? And it's been years. I mean, I know I've been doing this for 19 years, so I have people come and go. And I just love when people can stick with it, stay focused, and stay on track, because that's what it takes. There are no miracles, right? It's just going to happen as you go. Well, let me rephrase that. There are miracles. Things will happen if you believe. But the truth is, if you persist and you continue to work on yourself, you can't fail. You can't. You're going to learn about yourself. You're going to create awareness, and you're going to understand that, hey, this is what I want. This is what I don't want. It's just when you get apathetic and you step back, as many people are living their lives, you just can't succeed because you've just given up. We're not doing that here. We're going to continue to work with you and support you in your pursuit of whatever it is. And it changes all the time. But we want to do our basics, okay? So let's get out there and have a great day. It's going to be a great week. Work on your strength or weakness depending on what it is you need to accomplish in your mission. Specifically the tactical mission. Is it going to help you reach your mission? What are you accomplishing over the next 12 months? What are you accomplishing over 2 to 5 years? Be mission driven. And if you've got questions on that, go in your library, get it done now, version 1.0, and read the new book that I wrote and just go through that. There's video and stuff there. It's all in your library. It's called Get It Done Now, version 1.0. Take some time to get in depth so you really solidify your mission. Those of you that got it, great. And if you haven't started your belt system, now is the time. We got certificates for each level. The upper belt levels are starting to solidify. It's a great time to kind of get through that, look at your white belt again and understand your own self so you can build. Okay, let's go do it to it. I love you so much. Let's put great energy out there and get off to a great start this week. It's going to be a great one. And I'll be back tomorrow. We're going to get into our books. I love this book, by the way, Emotional Intelligence Habits. It's a great one. So go do it to it. Go have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow right back here. Same place, same bat time, morningcoach.com. Go and do it. Dude.